In our project with Mitel, I'm working with Ramiro there, and we try to, as he's mentioned, make it work, that we can have real ad-hoc collaborations at the current status of technology and the available resources. And well, we wanted from the beginning to consider the security parameter in our work. So this is one of the major parts that needs to be done. And what I want to present is the requirement scenario, what we have, what we are confronted with, and the steps we have taken, the idea of secure associations that capture the support of group communication in a secure way. The one step toward this was the applying the uniform interface of SIP to the services and use SIP authentication to control the access to these services. And for providing a self-configuration of our system and easier management of different services that each are using the various secure protocols with totally different requirements, we came up with the notion of security profiles that helps to discover these properties and also to project it to the members of the association. And at the end, the future work that actually is more the ongoing work that we have. So the scenario is what we have in the industry is people like me from outside the enterprise go there and want to have some cooperation, and they want to use mainly their devices and have access to a different kind of resources, as we see. Public resources like printers, projectors, maybe the enterprise resources, and also to the colleagues or to the people of the enterprise. Normally, today, it is against enterprise policies to have most of these connectivities. What we have is many of them don't give at all any connectivity. What the situation what I have in Mitel is, if I want to use my own private device, I can get a network connectivity that enables me to access the web. But even for print tasks, I have to use their own devices, their own systems. With the wireless, it's a bit more severe. They simply it was available for a while, the wireless connectivity, and for security reasons, they just closed it and used very restricted access to that with encryption keys. So what we thought is whatever we want to do is should be satisfactory for the enterprise policy and security administrators. So the notion of secure associations is what we want to do is based on the presence framework that we had available. We want to group the people together, selected amount of people together, and provide them with the information about the available services and also with the information security parameters how to access them. This includes if there is a password required, encryption keys, and or certificates. Also, what we want to do using these associations is defining and enforcing different kind of associations to the available services. this is the framework that is a result of our design, and many parts of it has been implemented. We are actually finishing the last remaining parts, and we hope that in a couple of weeks we have everything up and running. Ramiro introduced the framework and the scenario very short. Well, using the association client, somebody creates an association and configures it with the services he wants to make available to the members. He notifies the potential members and they register to our server and join the association. Using the present service, any required information for the security parameters that is needed to access the services will be projected to the users. And the information about the members and access control information, if required, can be downloaded to the service in form of policies. Now, for the access to the service, again, the user register. Well, I just put it here just to have the registration visible here. When the user register, the service gets updated if required with their information. So they would be available, would be able to access the service. And the service reflects the changes to the association manager, and it gets projected to all the users. So here we also have the required security information that we need to access the service. One of the examples is, well, as we said, passwords that can be generated in the association manager. Another thing is for group communication services, encryption keys that needs to be not only generated but also updated if there are any changes in the membership of the association. So these messages can be repeated during the communication. And the client actually uses SIP for accessing the service. Here, what we implemented is the SIP authentication mechanism to, even for the services that are not secure by themselves, to limit the access. This is just a list of the protocols we worked with. Down below we have the media, whatever it is, video, audio, or, and the communication protocol can be secure, doesn't have to be, but if there is, then it provides data confidentiality and integrity. What we use above that on the service is SIP for managing the session, especially authenticating the user that is accessing it. We use Simple above that for projecting the resources and especially their security parameters. COPS and SLP are for discovery and management of the services. One for actually discovering the especially the security details, and the other one for initializing them or updating them with the values that the association manager decides. This is the part that is implemented, the SIP authentication. It's a method of digest authentication just to provide a safer mechanism than name and password. So we don't send the password in plain text, what happens is the client tries the registration and the SIP proxy, the interface answers with a challenge. That means, well, there is authentication required. Using the challenge and the user ID and password, on the client side, a digest is created and sent for the registration. After the successful verification, the client receives the confirmation and invites to open the session, actually. That will be forwarded to the service. Service confirms this invitation, and after the acknowledgement from client side, the media session begins. So as I said, this phase has been implemented, and we are able to apply authentication to our services. One thing that we are working on it right now is to capture the properties of a service, the security properties of a service, in form of a profile to see which security protocols are being used, and also which values each of them have. Well, the first thing that is the type of security protocols, and for example, length of the key. These we need for at the discovery time. We just want to know what the security manager needs to generate or initialize. And the second thing is, well, the values of these will be generated in our association manager and then distributed over presence framework to the clients. So this is a list of points that we either are working on or are just about to start, is the finishing the security profile point for discovery and projection of them. regarding the encryption in the services, we need to do something more in our association manager for generating and rekeying. Policy management, we haven't yet decided what data model we want to use for policies, and we haven't addressed it at all right now. And the last point is, well, our associations are based on context anyways. That means the form of grouping of people is normally based on some commonalities between them, some context. But we want to go one step further, having them not only context-based, but also context-aware. That means to go one step forward and make building up these associations automatically. Okay, that's actually from me, and I'll be glad to hear your questions about this, especially any criticism or suggestions, because the work is going on. Well, we can use your ideas. Thank you.